Well, hello everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and this is Medicine Walk. And for those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, this is Healing House Radio. So I hope everyone's having a good week. I hope everyone is kind of, you know, getting into that whole May and summer. And, you know, it's really exciting because this time of year, often, you know, graduations are happening, Mother's Day, there's a lot of holiday, you know, type of festivities, Memorial Day. So May is kind of that beginning of our, you know, big interaction with other people. And, you know, maybe it's interacting with family or, you know, whatever it is that you do. And I was thinking quite a bit on what it is that I wanted to talk about for May. And I have been asked a lot of times to talk about energetic protection and spiritual protection beyond the idea of a container. And it's more of how do you deal when somebody projects energy specific at you? How do you deal with it? How do you defend with it? There's a whole lot of very bizarre energy that is kind of out there in the world. And you know, there's always those times that people will, you know, for some reason, either take a disliking to somebody, and whether it's by intention or whether it's that somebody is actually, you know, working with shadow influences. And we're going to talk about light and shadow and that relationship. Now, I want to state out front that the things that I share and the things that I talk about are the things based on my experience and how I perceive it and what makes sense to me and how I work. You could work a totally different way, or maybe you know somebody who does. So whatever it is, if what I say does not resonate with you either in this or in any other video, if what I say does not resonate, then discard it. Then it's not for you. Take it as just someone else's opinion. Especially as we get into this, because there's a whole lot of energy around the concept of light and shadow and what is being directed and how those energies interact with us. And, you know, in some cases to help us, in some cases not so much. And so, you know, a lot of people have a lot of different ways, you know, from an energetic viewpoint, a spiritual viewpoint, a religious viewpoint. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to address some of the basics and how you manage that, how you deal with it. I'll be making some recommendations for protection, you know, works that will help you with protection, works that help with clearing when somebody has directed something at you, about reflection and bouncing it back to the source. And we're also going to be talking about the idea of how do we manage that? How do we hold what's true? Because, you know, you hear that somebody did something, they may or may not have done it, or they may or may not have addressed energy to you. And it's important, if you're going to start playing in that playground, to really understand what it is that's going on, how you're holding this particular work, and most importantly, that you do not act from a place of emotion. You do not act energetically when you are not in a good energetic place. So we'll be going over all of those things. And as always, I will be in the chat room while the premiere of this episode is going out on YouTube. I am in the chat room. So you can log in and you can ask questions and I can answer them live while the episode is airing. And for those of you who are on listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can leave questions or comments in the comments section and I will look at them. I will go back to them. What I do recommend is that at some point, check out the YouTube page so that way, you know, you can get the most out of the stuff that we're talking about. Now, after the initial premiere, I won't be in the chat room, you know, every time it comes up, but please, you can leave comments there and I will answer them. So let's talk about the idea of well, shall we say, you know, negative energy being projected. And a lot of people hold that in a lot of different ways. Sometimes it can be unintentional. Sometimes someone could just be really pissed off, or and it might not even be at you. And it may be that, you know, a bad moment comes in and suddenly, because people are often a lot more psychic than they realize. People are a lot more empathic than they realize. And the idea that sometimes, you know, you could walk into a room totally irritated, totally pissed off, and you end up, you know, conflicting with someone, and they're saying, hey, you started it. You came in with attitude. You came in with that energy. And so, you know, and we may not even realize that that's what we're throwing around, that, you know, we've got, you know, kind of an energetic chip on our shoulders, and we are spreading the pissed mist. So the idea that, you know, it's not always so clear, you know, there are shades of gray in everything. And it may be, you know, driving and all of a sudden somebody cuts you off and suddenly they are the worst type of human being and you don't want to hear about them. You don't want to talk to them. You don't want nothing. And, you know, you're just projecting that hardness at them. Sometimes things like that happen. What we're mainly talking about and what we're going to be talking about is intentional projection of energy. And like I said, you know, there's a lot of different ways that that kind of manifests. And, you know, when we talk about things like, oh, well, you know, some people who come to me and say, hey, I need to be cleared because someone put a curse on me. And it's like, okay, first, let's have a conversation about what that means to you. And whether it's you or whether you're dealing with somebody who wants some help, always define your terms. Always make sure that everybody involved in this process of cleanup understands what's going on and understands what it is that, you know, that's being talked about. Someone may say, someone is projecting negative energy at me. And it's like, okay, what does that look like? Tell me what's going on. Tell me, you know, because at that point, it's almost like, you know, being a doctor. It's like, all right, what are the symptoms? What are the subjective signs? What are the objective signs? Is there anything that I'm picking up about them? So when you're trying to figure out whether or not someone is actually projecting, just because bad stuff happens does not necessarily mean that anything is being projected at you. And it doesn't necessarily not mean that. When bad things happen, sometimes it's just because sometimes bad things happen. And that's really important to kind of get a handle of. You know, if a lot of bad things are going on in someone's life, and they're saying, well, you know, obviously someone is sending bad energy to me because, you know, my car stalled, or I got a flat tire, or I ran out of gas, and then, you know, I couldn't find my phone, and, you know, and it's like, well, a lot of things can happen that can be viewed as bad things. And sometimes it's just in how you look at it. I always say that if I end up getting delayed in a way that I didn't expect to, there's every possibility that it's the universe stopping me from being someplace where an accident is meant to happen. Or that delay kept me from being in a position where I might have been in danger. So it really is about, you know, looking at, okay, is this intentional or is this just, you know, sometimes stuff happens. Sometimes the universe just has, you know, has it out for you that day, or feels like it has it out for you that day. When you're talking about energy, you know, there's a whole different feel to it. There's kind of a consistency, and over this month we're going to be talking about that, about identifying. And the best way to identify is to break down what's happening. And, you know, if you're going through a tough time, if you're going through, you know, a difficult time, it's very easy to want to fall into, you know, blaming other forces. Now, I will tell you flat out, that energy is out there. It is possible for some people to try to direct it. And often it's folks who really don't know as much as they think they do, because the real deal practitioners, they are very careful of that, because those are the folks that understand what goes around comes around. And what you put out is often what comes back. So a lot of people, you know, I mean, really real deal practitioners are very, very careful about that. Often it's just that the person is having a real hard time and it's just not their day. And, you know, and that can be, you know, that can be dealt with. You know, you can figure out how to kind of get around that, how to shift your energy around that. Now, if you're talking about somebody who is attempting to really project something at you, there are ways, definite ways that you can tell, and there are definite ways that you can defend yourself. When you're looking at, you know, things that are coincidences that don't make sense. And while, yes, that could still be random, but when you get a series of them, and that's usually when it's important to talk to somebody. You know, even as, you know, I am a fairly experienced practitioner, but there are many who are far more experienced than I am. And these are some of the people that I go to if I'm feeling like there's something going on. Or they may come to me and say, hey, you know, I've been picking up some energy around you that, you know, it's not good. It's the badness. And it seems to be directed at you. How have you been? Have weird things been happening? So take a look at first as objectively as you can. And if you can't take a look at it objectively, find someone who can. Find someone who can help you analyze it, look at it, and say, oh, okay, you know, these occurrences have an energetic kind of an overlay. There's a gut feeling. And that's where that intuition comes in. And intuition really is a tremendously valuable tool when you learn to use it in a good way, where you trust it. And you also know it's like, okay, I can confirm my intuition, you know, with certain things. You know, because our intuition can always be wrong. It's not always as clear cut as it seems. And sometimes, you know, when other people who really want to kind of stir up that drama is like, oh yeah, you know, you're being attacked. It's like, okay, what does my gut tell me? If my gut tells me, it's like, you know what? I don't think so. I think that there's something else. Something is working against me for a reason. And all I can say is that when you really start learning to trust your intuition, which meditation is an excellent way to work on being able to learn about, you know, trusting your intuition, going and finding that quiet voice inside of you, that stillness, and say, okay, this is happening, this is going on, but is this the reality that I believe it is? Because it's very easy to want to blame someone else or something else for bad things happening, because then it's like, well, then the bad things are happening for a reason. It's hard to say. So when you consider, and it all comes down to that idea of light and shadow. You know, my feeling is that every single person has aspects of both light and shadow. It's like trying to, you know, get a coin that only has one side to it. It's not a whole value. You know, we have light and shadow because we have choice. And yes, there are some who lean towards shadow. Now, what's shadow? Shadow, for me, it's that aspect of chaos. It's that aspect of survival of the fittest. It's that aspect of, you know, only the strong can survive. And so, you know, I mean, if you want to go Star Wars, it's like the whole Sith thing is, you know, I don't see it as evil as much as if you are going to be in power, then you have to prove it. You have to show, you prove it by showing dominance. You prove it by showing you're the strongest. Because if you're not the strongest, then you don't even belong on the playing field. And the whole idea of, you know, the Jedi, because see, to me, either extreme doesn't work. Because what it does is it takes away part of your humanity. Our humanity makes us light and shadow. You know, to try to get rid of shadow, it's a lot easier to learn to live with it. To identify, oh, okay, that's a thought that lends towards chaos. That's a thought that is fueled, you know that it's shadow if it's fueled by either fear or anger. And often anger is just another version of fear. If it's something that's, you know, that's fueled by a feeling of inadequacy or a feeling of dominance, you know, I have to be dominant. Those are shadow aspects. Light is gentler. Light is about the good of the many as opposed to the good of the one. It's about harmony and resonance, where shadow is more about dissonance. But like I said, we are all both. To me, I feel that we are all both. And it's our ability to choose in any given moment what it is we want to resonate with. And sometimes it is a tough choice. You know, when that person cuts you off and there's that instant thing of, you know what, I'm going to follow them. Or, you know, hoping that they get pulled over by a cop or whatever. That little strained negative thought that's based in resentment. Yeah, you know, that's shadow. And it's not going anywhere. It's just like, you know, hey, I vote that we do this. You don't have to go along with that vote. Shadow and light each only have one vote. You, as the whole person, decide what it is you want to do with that. And there are some people who go with shadow because they feel it makes them powerful, or they feel more powerful because that's a more dynamic energy. Light is more subtle. So the power is different, where it's like when you're connecting with nature, that would be, you know, that would be a blend of light and shadow. And it's mostly because it lends toward harmony, that would be a light side. And you guys are going to figure out for yourselves through the process of this month as we talk about it, you know, what are your shadow aspects? What are your light aspects? Because it's important, if you're going to defend yourself against somebody's shadow aspect, the first thing you have to do is figure out your own. You need to be able to own your own shadow and understand your shadow. Because often if people are projecting something at you, it's your shadow that they're going after. That's what they want to trigger. They want to trigger you to be afraid. They want to trigger, I mean, and fear is not a bad thing. You know, the light side of fear is wisdom. It's discernment. It's saying, you know what? I know that that is not going to be a good idea, so I'm not going to do that, because that would go into the badness. That would not be a good thing. And anger is determination. So every one of our emotions have a light and shadow side. Even love. You know, love, it's like, oh, well, love is obviously light side, unless it goes into obsession, unless it goes into the desire to possess. Then it goes shadow. So as we look at what it is we can do to be able to protect ourselves from outside influences that are coming in to project at us, what is it that those energies are going after? They're not going after your light side. They're going after the shadow aspect that they resonate with, that energy resonates with, to create fear, to create chaos, to create dissonance, to create separation. There's a lot of different reasons that people would send negative energy. And ultimately, it's not going to be able to affect you, you know, once you figure out, first, you learn to use your intuition to sense if something's coming in, or you have people in your life that you can say, hey, you know, this person, you know, I'm sort of feeling a little bit weird. Can you check? Can you, be able to let me know what it is that you feel around me? Do you feel that, you know, there's something else here? And the idea that there's people who will, you know, pull up different types of things for their own gain, and you just happen to be caught in the blast radius of it. So there's stuff that's directed straight at you, which is mostly what we're going to be talking about. And there are things that you're just sort of in the area of effect. So when we take a look at that, when we look at, check and make sure this recording is going okay. Hold on. See, this is the type of thing that some people would say, oh, you know, the recording is acting up. Obviously, there's something going on. It's like, no, sometimes the recording is just acting up. There we go. Alrighty. So these are the type of things we're going to be covering. And, you know, this isn't about, you know, scary. This isn't about, in fact, what this is about and this discussion is going to be about is not being scared, not going into fear, allowing your practitioner's mind, allowing your spirit mind, you know, calling on your guardians. You know, you can, it's like, okay, you know, if you feel, you know, a deep connection to, you know, certain animals, then, you know, when they come in, it's like, okay, you know, I'm seeing this particular animal, you know, being more protective of me. And, you know, maybe you feel your guardians kind of marshaling to be able to take care of you and to protect you. So there's a lot of very interesting aspects to the idea of light versus shadow and how do we manage it when someone is projecting at us. Ultimately, this is about you becoming empowered. This isn't about creating stories, because that's really easy to do, you know, that you're being picked on or that someone you care about is having, you know, somebody is projecting something, and maybe they are. But it's not about panicking. It's not about feeding more power into the one who's going after you. Because if you go into fear, if you make them more powerful, it's like, oh my gosh, this person is doing this, and you know, and they have this ability. It's like, you know what? Don't. Just don't. It's like, you know what? What's up? What's up? What's going on? Look at what you are dealing with. Look at what you take ownership of, which is your space. Your space belongs to you. You know, it doesn't belong to them. Your energy belongs to you. It doesn't belong to them. And you get to decide what energies are within your field, what energies are surrounding you. And it takes practice, and it takes a few techniques, which I will be showing you, about how to make sure that if somebody's directing something at you, it gets directed back. Usually that's probably one of the easiest ways to handle it. Is there a ways to set up a reflection? And that means that if somebody is projecting something at you, bounces off, goes right back to them, and you don't add to it. It's whatever energy comes in is equal to the energy that goes out. It's not, well, I'm gonna reflect and I'm gonna add stuff. No. You don't need to. And what can happen is that you can get caught up in, you know, your shadow getting activated. And we're going to talk about that, is how do we keep our shadow from getting activated while we're dealing with someone else's, where someone else is coming in. So there's a lot of different things that we're going to be talking about regarding this. And I feel that it's a really important conversation. Because I didn't know if I wanted to talk about healing this month and then go into this topic afterwards, but I think it's important to talk about this first, because healing is, one of the aspects of healing is being able to identify if something is maybe energetically based, or how much of what somebody's going through is based on what's happening to them energetically. So this is going to be an exploration of light and shadow and what happens when you add intention to it. Light with intention goes to healing. Shadow with intention becomes something that is, you know, directed to somebody to try to damage them or harm them. And, you know, this isn't about learning how to do it. So, you know, don't even, you know, that's no. But this is about understanding what the process is. It's about understanding what the person who is directing it at you is, or the consciousness of the spirit. You know, we're also going to be talking about, you know, when it's an aspect of an entity, that, you know, there are those out there, not as many as most people think, but, you know, that is a thing. So we're going to be talking about that, about how to, you know, figure out what's the source and how do you deal with it. You know, do you just reflect? Do you do just a straight block? So these are things we're going to be talking about. And like I said, these are topics that a lot of people have asked me about. And part of the work I do is in dealing with that and helping people identify that. So it's going to be an interesting month. It's going to be an interesting discussion. If you have any questions about this topic, please, please put them in the comments and I will address it while we're talking about it. I'll answer the questions through the video. And I hope that you will get value in this, as I hope you get value from all of the ones that I'm doing. And I will probably be referencing some of the earlier videos so that way, yeah, you need to go back and consider, you know, we're going to be talking about clearing again. We're going to be talking about, you know, in some cases, meditation again. So, you know, all of these things end up interweaving. So it should be an interesting month, and I hope you join me, and I hope that it serves you. And if you have any questions, like I said, leave them in the comments. You can also reach me through my Facebook group, Medicine Walk with Dr. Eileen, and you can also reach me through Twitter, and the links to both of those are in the description. If you find value in this, then please subscribe, or actually over here, no, over there. Subscribe to the channel, and you can also like, you can share, and this is just about building up the community. And if you'd like to support me in a bigger way, then you can go in the descriptions to my Patreon link, and you could become a sponsor for as little as $2 a month. And with that, you know, it's better equipment and better cameras and me taking some editing classes. So the whole point with this is to help people be able to get some good basic skills, to get some good basic practices that they can then take whatever, wherever they want and do with what they'd like. So this is about you. This is about you learning to be more empowered, to not surrender your autonomy or your authority or your power to anyone, even if they seem big and scary. So by the end of this month, things are going to seem a lot less big and scary. So thank you for joining me. And as always, I wish you balance and I wish you blessings from my heart to yours. Love you. And class dismissed.